Who am I? And how, I wonder, will this story end? The sun has come up, and I am sitting by a window that is foggy with the breath of a life gone by. I'm a sight this morning. 2 shirts, heavy pants, a scarf wrapped twice around my neck, and tucked into a thick sweater knitted by my daughter 30 birthdays ago. The thermostat in my room is set as high as it will go, and a smaller space heater sits directly behind me. It clicks and groans and spews hot air like a fairy tale dragon, and still, my body shivers with a cold that will never go away. A cold that has been 80 years in the making. 80 years. I think sometimes, and despite my own acceptance of my age, it still amazes me that I haven't been warm since George Bush was president. I wonder if this is how it is for everyone my age. The romantics would call this a love story. The cynics would call it a tragedy. In my mind, it's a little bit of both, and no matter how you choose to view it in the end, it does not change the fact that it involves a great deal of my life and the path I've chosen to follow. I have no complaints about my path and the places it has taken me. Enough complaints to fill a circus tent about other things, maybe. But the path I've chosen has always been the right one. I wouldn't have it any other way. Time, unfortunately, doesn't make it easy to stay on course. The path is as straight as ever, but now it is strewn with the rocks and gravel that accumulate over a lifetime. Until 3 years ago, it would have been easy to ignore, but it's impossible now. There's a sickness rolling through my body. I'm neither strong nor healthy, and my days are spent like an old party balloon, listless, spongy, and growing softer over time.